Schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Thursday, December 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting continuation of this conversation with State Senator Jim Runstad. Because he said, Jim's in his last term as state senator. 2026, he can't run for re-election. He's done in Lansing. He said because the Republicans won the majority in the House, it's been voted on in caucus already that Matt Hall will be the next speaker come January. He said he's had some serious conversations with Matt Hall, and he said it is going to be his mission in the House to basically stop Governor Gretchen Whitmer, shut down her crazy spending, shut down this corporate welfare, put a stop of all of it. Well, guess what? The process is going to be basically the Republicans in the House blocking legislation from going anywhere. They may not even be able to agree on a budget with the governor in the House. So what that is going to do basically is shut down the state Senate. Why? Well, if you have any appropriation bills, any budget bills, any spending bills, that originates in the House, not the Senate. If the Republican majority and Matt Hall aren't going to work with the governor in going ahead and going to allow her agenda to go forward, Jim said that he'll basically only be in Lansing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays for a couple of hours. There will be nothing literally for the senators to do. He said to do the Michigan GOP chair's job will be a piece of cake. He said, Randy, I'm a businessman. I'm used to working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. He said the only time we're busy down here in Lansing is during the lame duck, which is what they're going through right now. That's why he wasn't able to do the interview. That's why he wasn't able to come on the show. But basically what he's saying is that the next 2 years, nothing's going to be happening in the state Senate. who is in the state Senate? Well, my state senator, your state senator, if you live here in northern Michigan in the 97.7 listening area, most likely 37 state senator John DeMoos. So for the next 2 years, he's not going to be doing anything. So he could very easily start raising money, networking in Washington, D.C., for his next job. What is his next job? First Congressional District, House of Representatives. Jack Bergman's going to retire. He's not running again in 2026. He will drop out, resign, retire early, make that announcement, and he's going to endorse John DeMoos. The Bergman machine has already put that into action. So guess what? We already know DeMoos isn't running for re-election. State Senator Jim Runstedt can't run because he's term limited out. So we are dealing with a leadership problem within the state party. We need a chair that is going to allow the process to be fair in northern Michigan. Basically, Bergman has developed a relationship with leadership, Pete Hoekstra, a good friend of his, to allow him to do what he basically did in this year's primary election and then the November election. I told Jim Runstedt that's one thing that I'm absolutely against, a sitting, serving U.S. congressman being in control of our policies of our state party and controlling candidates here in our listening area. Jim agreed with me. He said that's not the job of a congressman. He shouldn't be involved, but he is. Why? Because of his chief of staff, Tony Liss, and his longtime friendship going all the way back to kindergarten with John Yab of Strategic National. Jim said he's running against Yab. He agreed with me 100%. So, as a result, he will be most likely the chair that I think the majority of us probably will end up supporting. Mike Farage is a good friend. I've known Mike forever. I think maybe he might be in a position to help Jim. Together, they'd make a great team. So there's going to be lots of conversations. There's going to be a lot of discussions. There's going to be a lot of people jumping into this race. My opinion, Michonne Maddock is a loose cannon. I love her and Matt, but she says some things that are sometimes over the top, that it's going to be used against her. I don't think she would be the best choice. One person I know for sure I will not support in any way, shape, or form is Bill Schuette. The guy has more public retirements going in his bank account than any person I know on the planet. Absolutely will not support him in any way, shape, or form. Period. The other candidates, we're going to vet them. We're going to have them on the show. We're going to talk to them. We're going to let you guys decide who we should support. It's important that we have a strong chair, able to raise a lot of money, strong in fundraising with a strong message. Coming from the state party, we need leadership. We need somebody who's going to vet these candidates and get them the nomination so we all can get behind them and support them as a team. We cannot be fractured going into 2026. If we're fractured, Democrats are going to win. Or possibly Mayor Dugan from Detroit running as an independent. He would definitely be better than the Democrats. If we don't get a good candidate for the Republicans, well, guess what? I might be voting for Mike Dugan. If we don't get a good candidate that we all can get behind, and you establishment rhinos listening, we're not going to take your candidate for governor in 26. It's that simple. They're going to have to listen to us. They're going to have to listen to what we, the people, want. Back in 2018, Democrat governor candidate Gretchen Whitmer ran on and was using constantly in radio, TV, and mailers, fix the damn roads. Well, a new study came out 2 days ago. Here's how Michigan roads are being currently rated. What grade did your road get? They've got a map of the UP. They got a map of the Lower Peninsula. A map illustrating the grades. Excuse me. The grades for federal aid roads throughout the state of Michigan. Using a good, fair, or poor rating system. Green is good. Yellow is fair. Poor is red. This was as of the end of last year, 2023. This MLive story has an interactive link listed on this story. But basically, Michigan roads are deteriorating faster than they can be fixed, sparking continued calls for new funding streams for infrastructure, maintenance, and repairs. No, stop. Stop right there. First paragraph, totally disagree. They've got enough money. They're using it wrong. It's being completely mismanaged by MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation. They're not using the right materials to fix the damn roads. They are set up and totally in the job security position. They want to protect their job security. This study, this map, totally starts off with the wrong premise. We don't need new funding streams. We need a complete overhaul of MDOT. From the materials we use to who does the work. But we'll get into their numbers here starting in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Continuing on with this story from MLive. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I apologize for that. We had a power flicker here at the home studio. The computers have been restored, and I apologize for that. These winds are unbelievable up here at the home studio. We've got snow drifts that are about 4 feet tall. So I apologize. We're back on the air. Greatly appreciate all of you texting me that we were off the air. I knew it as soon as it happened. But to continue with this story, as of 2023, about 67%, two-thirds of the lane miles in the state of Michigan were either in good or fair condition. This according to the Transportation Asset Management Council. Assessments were made using the Pavement Surface Evaluation Rating System, PASER. PASER is what they've been using for years. Well, of course, conversely, that means 33% of the evaluated lane miles were in poor condition, meaning they were in need of structural improvement, leveling, or full reconstruction. State-owned highways, those with an I, US, or M designation, had it better with almost 76% in good, fair condition, according to the same 2023 Road and Bridge Report that just came out this past summer of 2024. Local roads, on the other hand, have it worst. Those are the roads that are non-federal aid eligible lane miles. About half were good or fair. Well, Gretchen Whitmer ran on fixing the damn roads back in 2018. So we're going to get into the rest of this story. I apologize again for the power flicker, but we're back. We appreciate your text messages. Top of the hour news for hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking